Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. I'm Lauren Elizabeth, and today's episode is going to be just a little bit different. I'm going to try to stick to our structure, because structure is good. But yeah, let's just jump right into it. All right, so let's start with best mood and worst mood of the week, which will kind of get us into the rest of the episode. So I'm going to try to make a best mood out of a worst mood and then kind of explain in our current mood convo, where it's just going to be me kind of talking to you guys. So my worst mood was having to face a lot of my underlying feelings and kind of, you know, like deal with a lot of the stuff that I haven't really dealt with yet, and have my kind of family force me to do so. And so I will explain, but I think the best mood from that is kind of taking this break, which you can tell from the podcast title. And I hope that it's kind of like when you hit rock bottom and the only place to go is up. So I'm really trying to kind of look at it as a blessing in disguise and kind of really look at just the kind of just everything that's led up to today's podcast as kind of just like these little just acts of the universe kind of like pushing me in the direction I need to go, because I wouldn't have really done it without all the people in my life, because it's just not in my nature. So I will explain. I'm trying to stick to a structure, you guys, but it doesn't really make sense without just telling you guys. But I do want to talk to you guys about Scout's Honor, because as pet parents, you know, working from home has given us a lot more time to spend with our four-legged family members, and now we're more aware of their daily needs, health issues, and well-being. So if you've noticed that your pet is itchy or smells less than pleasant, you have to check out Scout's Honor. Scout's Honor is my go-to pet brand for grooming products that help with itch relief, odor control, and overall healthier skin and coat. I really like the itch relief and odor control, obviously, because A, it makes my dogs shed less. So if they're not itching, they're not like getting all like dandruffy and like hair everywhere, because they tend to do that. And then also they tend to like roll around and like play, and then they get all stinky just from slobbering on each other. So I've really, really been obsessed, especially with their spray. I feel like I've always tried different kind of just kind of like odor relief sprays in the past. And this one, I was blown away when I used it for the first time. And I like literally wanted to go on Instagram and be like, you guys need to try this if you haven't tried it for mood yet, because it just like coated their coat in like this like just beautiful scent. But then like also I feel like my Stella's just coat was like less kind of sheddy and dandruffy and itchy just from, you know what I mean? Like when they like itch and then it like causes all that stuff. It just like totally nourished her coat and it made them smell amazing. And I was so, so, so impressed. Scout's Honor's probiotic grooming products are scientifically proven natural solution for treating your pet's skin problems. When applied to the skin, probiotics support healthy bacteria and fight against bad bacteria that cause irritation. So I have two of their spray formulas, and my favorite is actually the Dog of the Woods. It's their probiotic deodorizer with a avocado oil. And I think the avocado oil is like what really made a difference, because it has these conditioning like omega 25, paraben sulfate free. And it's this very like on brand looking bottle too. So you'll kind of like recognize it out of all the bottles as well. And with every purchase, Scout's Honor provides one day's worth of meals for rescues, animals in need. With Scout's Honor, your pet will never look, feel, or smell better. Check out Scout's Honor's award-winning products today, available online or wherever pet supplies are sold. And to receive 20% off your first order, go to scoutshonor.com/mood. Remember, that's Scouts with a K at scoutshonor.com/mood for 20% off your order. Scout's Honor, natural and preventative grooming solutions for pets. So instead of jumping into mood boosters, because clearly the structure isn't going too well, I will talk about some, but I'm just going to get into our current mood convo. And I was talking to a friend last week, kind of as this was all unfolding, and she said, I think it's really kind of honest and different to share that you're going through something not in hindsight, and share that you're going through something while you're going through it. And I kind of thought about that because I was just like, you know what, that's a really good point, because I always feel like I have to come out the other side of it or have to be starting to get better. I mean, I didn't even want to share about my breakup when I did, just because I wasn't on the other side of it and I didn't feel like I could confidently share about it. But obviously with all the change in my life, I just felt like it was going to be a distraction if I didn't address it. And so I kind of spoke to her and I thought, you know what, like instead of trying to like suffer in silence and, you know, put my head down and be strong and then tell you guys later what I'm going through when it's like this miraculous story, I think there's also that fear of failure of like, oh, if I tell you guys I'm going through something, like what if I don't get better right away? Or like, what if I slip up or like something like that? And so, cause you know, when you put your life out there publicly, or maybe even if you're just talking to friends or like whatever, maybe you don't like want to be that vulnerable, cause like maybe you're not kind of getting better yet. And so last week I was just, it was another Wednesday and I actually didn't realize, but my sponsor and my mom and my brother kind of ambushed me with a little bit of a intervention type situation where they just wanted to express their concerns and be heard that they are worried about my physical and mental health. And, you know, it's one of those things where if my sponsor wasn't there, I kind of would have just said, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. And, you know, I have good days and bad days, and I'm really good at doing my job and giving good advice, but then not necessarily always taking my own advice. I'm really good. I've grown a lot, and like I've come a really long way from where I was a year ago. And I think now it's just like I need to enter into this next step of my kind of like healing process in general, like in life, not even just recovery or breakup or anything like that. But I think the problem for me is that when my previous relationship ended, I really, really struggled with it. I went into like a very heightened state of anxiety and depression. And I stopped kind of taking care of myself. And by kind of, I mean completely. So what I did was I threw myself into work because, you know, I wanted to buy this house and I needed to move. So it was kind of just like thing after thing after thing. And I kind of started noticing, I mean, obviously, like I've not been like super myself and like happy. I've been, you know, distracting myself with work and, but more as like kind of a chore, but then like while I'm doing it, I enjoy it. But like my kind of narrative around it is more like I have to do this. And also like I love what I do. Like I really do. But I think it's like important to remember that like although I'm 26, I did start my career at 16. So I have been working nonstop for like 10 years, especially in the past 7 years. And so I've actually always had this like really, really hardworking mentality. So I've actually never taken a break, not even to get sober. Like I was just like, no, like I can't, you know, go to rehab. Like I can't stop working. And I think that, you know, a lot of people get paid time off and like vacations and like all that stuff. And I do, there's a lot of incredible things that come with what I do. Like I don't have a totally set schedule and I could take time off. Like I just don't do those things because, and I work pretty much 7 days a week. Some days are more than others. I don't have a structure. I've never put a structure on myself, which just leads me to kind of overwork myself. And over the past year, I've kind of, you know, tried to do more self-care. But then obviously I lost all balance when my previous relationship ended. I think I felt honestly really lost when, because I don't understand the concept of having needs and being able to voice my needs and not having to put other people before myself, not putting work before myself. Like, those are things that come very naturally to me. I'm kind of working on right now the concept of thinking that I'm valuable, thinking that I'm good enough, thinking that I'm worth prioritizing, and kind of trying to figure out like what my needs are, how to know exactly what they are and be able to ask for them, how to think that I'm good enough, think that my voice is good enough. Because, you know, I was even talking with my therapist yesterday and I was like, yeah, I do this thing now where even if I'm on a podcast, I always go like, does that make sense? And we were talking about it and she was just like, I think it's like so ingrained in you to like have this fear of failure and like have this fear of I don't want to be wrong and have this fear of like I care what everyone thinks of me and I want to make sure I'm sounding like I'm catering to the other person and also like willing to kind of like go back on what I'm saying if it doesn't make sense to the other person. Like, I don't stand extremely confidently in anything I do, and if I do, it's work. And even then, it can be very easy to get to me. Like, I can become very defensive because I think I'm just like a very someone that like seems like very strong and confident and outgoing. And in reality, like, I really struggle with valuing myself and thinking I'm good enough and thinking I'm pretty enough, thinking I look good enough, that I'm healthy, and like just literally everything you could think of, like to the point where it's become like a huge detriment in my life. It just has. It's not like, oh, like, I just like don't think I'm pretty or like da da da. It's genuinely like to the point where like I'm not healthy like at all. I think the biggest kind of red flag for everyone around me, and I know a lot of people have noticed it, is I've lost a lot of weight. And I think that's, you know, obviously something that's very common when you go through a breakup. And I think that it's, you know, something that I thought was going to kind of become easier again, and it just hasn't. And, you know, over the past kind of 2 months, I'd say I just kind of pretty much, I sleep, I wake up, I work, I go back to sleep, I wake up for dinner, and then I go back to sleep. And like, that's just not a sustainable lifestyle. And the amount of food I'm eating is not sustainable or healthy. The lack of physical activity and just getting outside my bedroom is not sustainable and healthy. I've felt very, very depressed the past few weeks, to the point where like I don't even enjoy time with my friends in situations that I usually do. I haven't really been spending time with my family while they've been here. I've been really isolating, and I've just like kind of not been doing well, to be completely honest. And I've kind of kept trucking along as much as I could. And I really threw myself into work and moving and all this stuff once the breakup happened. And I think once things started settling a little bit more, and my family saw that I wasn't getting better or wanting to get better, I think they were just like genuinely concerned, because obviously they care about me. And so it was one of those things where like I kind of felt like a little helpless, because I'm someone who's a problem fixer and I want other people to feel great. And it made me very sad that my family was very sad. And I didn't know how to offer a solution. I didn't really know what to say. And so it was really a really tough few days last week. And I talked to, ironically, one of the people that's worked on my team with me since I was, I don't even know, like 20 years old. So almost 7 years now, called me and said, you know, I just want to see how you're doing. And I kind of was just like, honestly, I'm not doing very well. And it was their idea to like, for me to take a step back from work, which is something that never seems like an option for me. Like, and it's it's scary, but how much I prioritize work and have this like scarcity mindset in that sense. And, you know, I really don't value myself or think it's ever enough or whatever. But yeah, so it was, you know, all of this has kind of been led by the people that care about me in my life, or else it wouldn't be happening. And I'm really grateful for that, because I think obviously I need it. And so I actually am going to be taking a month off work. And I kind of made that sacrifice, you know, if some things had to go away, like if, you know, existing contracts and deals had to go away. They're luckily everyone's being super understanding, and a lot of things are just getting pushed. Quick break to talk to you guys about Issue. Whether you work for yourself or you're part of a team, it's honestly just time to get creative. Make your online presence and your business stand out from the rest with Issue. Issue is an all-in-one platform to create and distribute beautiful digital content, from marketing materials to magazines, flipbooks, and brochures, and more. So if you started a quarantine business or you've rebranded like me, this is what you guys need. PDFs are outdated. Issue makes content better. Issue also works seamlessly with tools you already use, like Canva, Dropbox, and InDesign. I personally use Canva, so this is amazing. Make it once and distribute it everywhere without reformatting. Your content is already optimized for engagement and ready to share. Issue helps creators, marketers, designers, and anyone who wants to make content that stands out. And you can start using Issue for free. They also offer premium features that give a more customized experience. So get started with Issue today for free. Or if you sign up for a premium account, you'll get 50% off when you go to issue.com/podcast and use promo code MOOD. That's ISSUU.com/podcast and use promo code MOOD at checkout for your free account or 50% off your premium account. That's ISSUU.com/podcast with promo code MOOD. Try out Issue today. Back to the podcast. One thing I did want to touch on is that not only have I been going through all of this, I've actually been in a very emotionally draining litigation process since December, to the point where I could be taking more legal action, and I like emotionally just can't deal with it at all. And I made that decision like 2 weeks ago. And I thought I didn't know if I could talk about it or not until about a week ago, but then all of this kind of happened. So I will be addressing it on YouTube, but I think it's obviously a bigger conversation. But I don't think people realized how much I actually had no idea and how much things were hidden from me when it came to my clothing line. And it was something that completely didn't represent how hard I work. It completely didn't represent how much I care about my audience and the people that follow me, and how much I care about the product that I put out into the world. And it was the most just emotionally draining process to consistently be spending a ton of money on attorney fees and having to take screenshots of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of conversations and emails and comments and just everything, DMs, you name it. And there was never any solution. It started making me really mad. I released a clothing line that, you know, launched very, very well. And I worked really, really hard on it. And more and more and more things got brought to my attention that I had no idea of and have like legal record of me not knowing. And it was really upsetting because I took all the blame for it publicly and couldn't say anything about it. And I had been in a contract hold for 30 days where I like legally couldn't actually say anything about it. And I wasn't hiding behind attorneys. All I've wanted to do is talk about it. And at the end of the day, I'm not even getting compensated for any of my work because that's how screwed up the situation is. And I mean, I don't even know what I could say legally because I don't want to get sued for defamation. So I am going to not talk about that further until I actually talk to my attorneys and talk to my team about addressing it on YouTube. But it has been so exhausting. It has been ruining my days. It has been putting me in such a bad mood. It is like, you know, I lost. Now I'm going to cry. I lost my relationship and I lost my business all within a couple months of each other. And they're both things that I put a lot of effort into and really believed in. And I think I haven't taken the time to heal myself and work on myself. I've just worked on kind of all of the external things. And I obviously need to get healthy physically. I need to figure out what my life looks like when everything work-wise doesn't exist, because without work, I don't know what I do when I wake up in the morning. I really don't. Like, obviously work stresses me the fuck out, and it's like I'm good at getting it done, but it's too much. Like, I'll wake up, cry, pull it together, go on someone's podcast, and then sleep for the rest of the day. And that's not healthy. And I don't want to live like that. And I don't know what the alternative is right now, because I obviously don't have any other habits or rituals or things that have been consistent in a very long time. I tend to, like I said, put other people before myself. Therefore, my life, even for the past 4 years, has been putting someone else's needs for myself, thinking I wasn't good enough, feeling like I wasn't good enough, trying to be good enough for someone else to love me, fighting for someone to love me, and just bending over backwards for someone else and always being on standby. And, you know, it's just, I haven't done anything for myself in a very, very, very long time, and to the point where it is who I am partially, and I don't want to lose that nurturing, caring side of myself. But it really is that stupid saying of you can't help someone else before you put on your own oxygen mask. So that's kind of like where I'm at. And so I'm going to be taking the next few weeks off. I'm still like, you know, I do think there's something beautiful in being vulnerable while I'm going through it. And as much as like, I like to, you know, be able to confidently say stuff. And I don't really know. I'm scared. Like, it's very intimidating for me to have to take care of myself. I don't even know how to explain it. You know, it's something that I have been trying to figure out how to understand since I first got sober, and have been stuck on the certain step where I have to do it. And it has made me cry and shut down both times. So, yeah, I mean, I hope that this is just the beginning of like a not easy, but, you know, fulfilling process. And I'm going to go away a little bit, get out of my house, get out of LA, but not for too long, so that I can figure out, you know, what my life really looks like in this house. And yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of all I have to say, since I haven't done anything else yet. This literally has just been almost 7 days in the making, essentially. But I really credit this a lot to all the people that, you know, hold down the ship. I mean, obviously, without Lauren Elizabeth, there is no Lauren Elizabeth. So it's not like I can take time off and work keeps on happening. I am the one physically doing a lot of the work, but there are incredible people behind me who help me, and I wouldn't be able to do it without them. I have Jillian on the podcast, who's been absolutely amazing, rescheduling everything. Obviously, Claudia and Jackie have been incredibly supportive and helpful and allowed me to do this. And Zoe, who helps me all the time behind the scenes and puts up with me when I go into my depressive states. and is supportive. Obviously, I have my team, Ty, Dunya, Kat, Jessica. I mean, everyone that works behind the scenes. There's so many people, and they have been so, so, so understanding and helpful, getting me through these past few months in general, and kind of being the first people to say, like, we think you need to take a step back. And obviously my, you know, my family, my sponsor, and all my friends have been super supportive. So it's really scary, but I'm up for the challenge. I think I need this, and I don't want to live like this anymore. I don't think it's any way to live. I don't think there's a world where you should be skinny in an unhealthy way and, you know, live for another person, specifically a romantic partner, or just, you know, always take care of other people, whether it's friends and family and work and all that stuff before yourself. I think that we have one life, and there's more to life than making money, working, and vying for other people's, you know, acceptance, validation, all that stuff. And it's something that I need to learn how to do. So I will keep you posted on how that goes. And that's kind of all I got for you guys. I mean, since we're talking about stress and having anxiety or chronic pain or trouble sleeping, I mean, you're not alone, and many of us do. Personally, I know that obviously a huge mood booster for me and something I've been really, really loving is CBD. And I also love Feel CBD. It's a premium CBD delivered directly to your doorstep. Feels naturally helps reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. I really like having it help me wind down at the end of the day and go to sleep. Hopefully I'm thinking maybe now that I'm trying to have more structure, I can figure out how to take it during the day. It's super easy to take. You just place a few drops of Feels under your tongue and feel the difference within minutes. The thing to remember about CBD is that finding your right dose is important, and everyone's dose is different. So leave room to experiment. Over the course of a week or so, you may need to take more or less to get the effects you're after. They make that part really, really easy as well. And they have real human support. So if you're new to CBD, Feels offers free CBD hotline to help guide your personal experience. And Feels works naturally to help you feel better. There's no high, hangover, or addiction. And you can join the Feels community to get Feels delivered to your door every month. You'll save money on every order, and you can pause or cancel anytime. Feels has me feeling my best every day, and it can help you too. Become a member today by going to feels.com/mood, and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's feals.com/mood to become a member and get 50% automatically taken off your first order with free shipping. That's feels.com/mood. Back to the podcast. So I am still going to be posting a little bit, sharing a little bit. I'm just not going to have any pressure around it, nothing to do. No one bothering me. Not that all the people that I mentioned bother me. I love them, obviously, incredibly, very, very much. I don't know what I'd do without them, to be quite honest. So I think, you know, I just don't want to put pressure on myself. I don't want to feel like I have to look pretty and stylish. And like, I'm just going to try to figure it out. And I think being honest about what I'm doing is going to kind of, I don't know, make me feel like maybe I can share in a different way. I honestly don't know what I'm going to feel comfortable sharing. I don't know what I'm like. I'm trying to spend less time on my phone. I think it's become very toxic for me as well. It like really triggers my anxiety because I'm also in that breakup stage. So you never know what you're going to see online. And that has happened far too many times and induced far too many anxious days. And yeah, so I will be back, and I hope you guys don't mind me taking a few weeks off. I encourage you to do that if you're struggling with your mental or physical health. And yeah, I will talk to you guys in just a few weeks. Thank you in advance, and I hope you have a best mood this week. Bye.